Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby Kennedy tomorrow in front of the Senate making the case he should be the head of Health and Human Services. We'll have Paul Offit on Thursday, who I think is as smart as anyone on vaccines and childhood vaccines in particular in this country. I'm always wary, Dave, about family members and if there have been personal issues. But let's be honest, if someone is touting a particular candidate who they like, if a family member is saying good things about said candidate, they'll cite it. The Kennedys have been kind of our royal family. Bobby Kennedy's last name is a part of why people were drawn to him. It's part of why Donald Trump was drawn to him. So now you have his cousin, Caroline Kennedy, son of daughter of Jack and Jackie Kennedy, commenting about who she calls Bobby. Among her comments, I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets because Bobby himself is a predator. He's always been charismatic, able to track others through strength of personality, his willingness to take risks, and break the rules. I watched his younger brothers and cousins follow him down the path of drug addiction. His basement, his garage, his dorm room were always the center of the action where drugs were available, and he enjoyed showing off how he put baby chickens and mice in a blender to feed his horses. It was often a perverse scene of despair and violence. That was a long time ago. And people can change. Through his own strength, the many second chances he was given by people who felt sorry for the boys who lost his father, Bobby was able to pull himself out of illness and disease. But siblings and cousins who Bobby encouraged on the path of substance abuse suffered addiction, illness, and death. While Bobby has gone on to misrepresent, lie, and cheat his way through life. So he's calling him a predator and then say, Bobby has gone on to misrepresent, lie, and cheat his way through life. He also says Bobby's addicted to attention and power. He preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following while hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs. A little more of what Caroline had to say about Bobby Kennedy. His ethics report makes it clear he will keep his financial stake in a lawsuit against the HPV vaccine. In other words, Bobby's willing to profit and enrich himself by denying access to a vaccine that can prevent almost all forms of cervical cancer. I mean, it's scathing. It's unsparing. It's hypercritical. And it's someone who's known him for the entirety of their life. Now, again, a lot of folks, Dave, are, well, character matters, pending if I'm supporting them or I'm not supporting them. And some will say, yeah, I'm not voting for Bobby Kennedy the human. I'm voting for Bobby Kennedy because I think he should be the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and he should bring better health to our country. You know, on limiting ultra-processed foods, the red dye, which are being limited, taking on things. If Bobby Kennedy or anybody in that position could get all of us to eat better and to be more healthy, Dave, I'm all for it. But Bobby Kennedy, and this isn't even a debate, is a liar about vaccines. He just is. Not on every vaccine, absolutely, positively, unequivocally not. I do think when Caroline Kennedy points out incredible hypocrisy, how, oh, his kids are vaccinated, but no, don't do that. When you watch people who can use his own words, his own quotes, whether it's on video or in stories, and use him asking questions, Dave, he wilts. He does. The HPV vaccine, he's against that. We know he tried to stop the COVID vaccine. He's played games at times with polio vaccine. And as the father of my youngest son, Quentin, who's right near me, who has autism, and he lies that the only reason why autism happens because of vaccines, and he epoxied himself to Wakefield for years and years when that was disproven. There's no debate, boys and girls. He is a liar. If we want to have a healthy examination of vaccines, fine. Dave's got a story today. More and more schools making exceptions for vaccines on just flimsy reasons, putting in jeopardy other kids who are just getting up to speed on vaccines. People don't just magically turn autistic. Stop it. And going after vaccines that have proven successful, like HPV, I want him no part of HHS, and I hope that doesn't happen. And it's going to be worth watching tomorrow with this hearing.